Hello everyone and welcome back to A Gay in a Truck. My name's Dalton and as always, I am your gay. And we're doing something different. I'm actually at my apartment. I'm actually home with my dogs. Husband's at work. Hi Dante. Hi Bubba. Hi Molly. Princess woman. I'm actually at home today. Actually just woke up. Fell asleep. Late last night, and just let me sleep. Work's been hounding me, but I don't care. So it's Friday. It is shit. Back up you go. It is Friday, September the 7th. It is payday, or as I like to call it, exchange day. I know you won't be petted. Okay, let me pet you. Hi. Yes, I see you. It's hard not to. Yes, I see you, even though you are a pain in the ass. Still love you too, Molly. You guys are going to probably hear me going back and forth between the dogs and everything, because they like to be in my business. But it is exchange day. I got paid, so it's exchange day. Money goes in one hand and out the other. Just my account's the middle. But, so, little update. I just took a new job. That's why I don't care about the old job. I'm working for an apartment complex now. I'll be leasing, which I'm so happy about. I've missed leasing. I've missed being indoors. So I'm looking forward to that. I start Monday, so I'm taking kind of a long weekend, rest up, get some sleep, relax, rejuvenate myself. By the way, if you hear this, that is my ice cream maker. I am making a toasted s'mores ice cream. Custard base, chocolate ice cream. Well, my pretty much at this point famous homemade chocolate ice cream, and then marshmallows, graham crackers, which I'm gonna toast and make all nice and gooey. And I don't fucking know who's calling. Fuck off. Today's just kind of one of those just days. I decided, fuck it. So, my new job is actually only like 9 minutes away from the apartment. Dante, do not try and mount your sister. You have no equipment, Bubba. Don't think I've ever said this before, but both of our dogs are spayed and neutered. So, he can't mount, and when we got Dante, he's our black lab mix. He was actually just like... What were you, dude, like 11 weeks, 12 weeks old? Yeah, you're enjoying this. I know you are. I know you enjoy being petted. We got him like the day he got out of surgery. We adopted him then. So he was like almost 12 weeks old. No, he had just turned 12 weeks old. No, he was just turning 12 weeks old. Yes, hi. And so we've had him since he was 12 weeks and... He's a monster. He's our dog, though. Yes, you're enjoying this. Yes, I know. Yes, I'll be sitting on the couch soon, and you can lay right on top of me like you always do. So, a little bit about this episode. Just kind of catching up, playing catch up with everything. Getting stuff done. I've got to get a few things done on our computer. I'm actually going to finish cleaning itself up. Will you get something in your ear? I know, keep shaking it. Keep shaking, dog. But, not much is going on, just, I was honestly done with that job. It took me a while to find this job, and they found me, and I'll be happy. I've done leasing before, so I'm ecstatic about that. Don't sound it, because I'm tired, because we overslept today. So what it was, I heard Jesse's alarm go. Jesse sets his alarm. I don't set mine because if I do, I freak out. Dante Willis, get your ass out of that bedroom. Come here. Yes, my dog's middle name is Willis. Same as mine. You don't need to be in there when the ice cream machine's going because you want to lick the ice. And every time you do, you get sick. For whatever ungodly reason, my dog gets sick anytime he licks it. He has ice, and he licks it with salt. Maybe just be a duck lab thing. I'm not sure. I'm used to healers. I had a red healer Osprey and Shepherd growing up and a wolf dog. So, but no, so Jesse set his alarm like always. Because if I set the alarm, then I'm up every like 2 hours thinking I've missed it. When in reality, I probably wouldn't have missed it. But I digress. So he handles the alarms and everything. And I let him handle it so that way I don't have to. Well, I heard the alarm go off, and every day he taps me awake and I get up. Well, he didn't tap me awake, so I just went back to bed thinking, okay, well, maybe it's just a false alarm, whatever. That was at 6:25. Next thing we know, it's 7:15, and he's rushing to get out the door. And he's like, you going to work? I'm like, I don't think I will. I'm kind of done with that job. And it's raining. Like, it's just a miserable day out. It's one of those days you just want to sit inside and do nothing. Just rest, relax. Just enjoy it. And I know I'll catch some shit from him for it, but he has me on resume duty, so I'm remaking his resume for him and making it a little bit nicer, a little bit neater. Oh, actually, I gotta get these in the oven. I can use foil. So you're gonna hear my voice go really far away and then really close up. God fucking whore. So he's rushing out this morning to get to work, and he asked me if I was going in, and I said, I probably went what you think, because I always run all my decisions by him beforehand, so that way, he's like, no, maybe you should go in, or no, don't bother, they've been assholes. And he basically said, it's up to you, how many pools do you have, and I checked, and I only have like three to five pools. So it's not even worth going in, just say fuck it. I was like, okay, I said, but fuck it. Which, he just rolled his eyes and walked away. Mom, don't give me that look. Right now my dogs are looking at me like I've lost my mind. Because I'm basically talking to nothing, but I'm talking to my phone, which is you guys. And Dante's looking towards our bedroom door. And Molly's looking at me like, crazy person, what's going on here? You never talk this much when I... Dad's around. Mother... God damn it. So, either or, ran by him, he was just like, just stay home. Okay. You are the boss. And honestly, it's not financially stupid for me to do that, because I'll get 37 pools this week. I'll get a 37 pool check. And then, with my new job, I get paid every week, so I'll get like 36 hours. And then next week, and that'll kind of balance me back out. That'll be about what I was making. Well, my God, I could actually take the pay cut by a dollar, but I want out of the heat. I'm done with the heat. I can't do any more of the heat. So I was just like, okay, fuck it, let's do this. But I'm just gonna turn this on. No, I need oil. So yeah, right now I'm just getting this done. I'm trying to get that accomplished. I need to check the ice cream today. Cause I got about getting ready to add. I'm afraid a lot. This has been going for about 20 minutes now. Come on. Okay, we're not even close. Just perfecto. Alright, Come on. Come on. Push back into place. Push back into place. There we go. So, yeah, I'm just kind of, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having more stability, because with the pole job, I basically, yeah, I went in at, I got there at about 7, between 7:40 and 8 o'clock, and I was done usually by about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And so I set my own hours, but I'd come in and I was so emotionally, I was so physically drained, I couldn't do anything, and I was so tired, and like my feet were getting eaten alive. No matter how much sunscreen I would put on, I was still getting sunburned and suntan, and it just wasn't turning out very well. And so I needed to get out of that industry. I needed out of the outside industry. I'm getting older, so I need to do more inside stuff. I'm checking everything so I don't burn anything. And it's just time. It was just time. So, I'm not sure what I'm kind of going to do with this episode. I know I'm talking a lot about work and justifications and stuff like that. But reality is, I'm happy. I haven't told one of them. Oh, we do have mayo. Oh, that'd be nice to know. I would have made that instead. Can I make that? Sorry, my brain just went 20 different degrees left. Oh, I could make that. I won't make that, though. But, no, I'm excited. I'm excited to going back into leasing. That's what it is. It's apartment leasing. And $12 an hour. I'm 9 minutes away from my apartment. Like, literally, 9 minutes go, 9 minutes, basically 10 minutes going, 10 minutes coming back. So, we got off at 6. I go to work. Well, I get there by like 8 something. Because we open at 9. Get there at 8 something. Come back. Well, do work for 9 hours. And then come home at 6, get kind of rested, not really, put dinner in the oven, which we're going to be eating a little bit later now, and that's fine. But I don't mind eating a little bit later. If it means, ooh, they're getting nice and toasty. Come on, get toasty, boys, get toasty. If it means that I don't have to die out in the heat. Because anyone that's been to Texas knows that Texas heat fucking sucks. And me dealing with all those chemicals all the time, like, it's affecting my breathing, it's affecting everything. I've actually got acid burns because of the acid when it somehow splashes back at you, even though you're fucking careful. There you go. I'm gonna get a shaky. Shake, shake, shake. Ah! Nope, come back here. Demon! You fucking whore! No. No, 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 no. Bad marshmallow. Bad. Fuck it, I'm putting you on bait. I had marshmallow escaping, trying to jump down. I'm like, fuck! But, actually, I'm gonna eat a marshmallow. Yes, I know you went off. If you want to remember this chubby bunny, that's one marshmallow. No, I'm not giving you a marshmallow. Even though you'd probably eat the fuck out of it. But, no, I'm excited. It's something that needs to happen, and I know Jesse will be happy. Mostly, though, he'll be happy that I don't come in smelling like chlorine. Because those chemicals, like I said, I've got acid burns from that job. And Those acid burns run deep. I should have sprayed this with something. I'm a nincompoop. Yay for being a nincompoop. Kind of let this cool a little bit so it doesn't get all clumpy. And I'm about to smush this and just say, fuck you. But now I've got acid burns. I've got patch of the skin missing. That, from just yesterday, that fucked me over bad. I kind of wish I would have picked up some Hershey's now. Can you give me a s'more? That could be my lunch. But, now, I've got missing skin, I've got bug bites galore, like my feet are ate the fuck up, my ankles are ate the fuck up. Who the fuck is calling? Oh, no, it's someone else. And, it'll be nice because now my blonde hair, I have brown hair, and it slowly started to turn blonde, so it'll be nice that I'll be going back from blonde back to brown. And I'm looking forward to it. This is something that's been in the works. I used to be an administrative assistant a while back, and I thoroughly enjoyed working indoors. It made for a long day. It really did. Because you're indoors and you're constantly looking at a clock all the damn time. But at the same time, it's nice to be in AC and not be dealing with the elements and not be sweating your balls off and being swamp ass and dealing with crazy people, crazy drivers. Crazy apartment people are one thing, because I could easily say denied, motherfucker. But dealing with crazy people that are driving? Oh, hell no. I don't get paid enough for that shit. Okay, you should be nice and gooey, right?
Right.
So, I'm definitely looking forward to it. And Jesse, he's looking forward to me actually being happy. I haven't been happy at my current job for a while. Why aren't you going? I will fuck your shit up. Stop. Okay, there we go. I'm actually trying to move this around to kind of mix it. So it's got that nice toasted flavor. And it's just making, I'm making basically a massive mess. You can see this, like, it does not look pretty. It looks like the, Michelin Man from, the Michelin Monster, or the, not Michelin, fuck, where is it? God damn it, brain, think! The Marshmallow Man from, Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters. And how he, was walking, I think that was Marshmallow Man. But yeah, that's what this kind of looks like. It looks like he's, I've murdered the Marshmallow Man. I like the Gingerbread Man, the one that lives on Drury Lane. Okay. Not bad. Needs to be toasted longer now. That almost looks like cum. Just tastes a lot better than cum. I don't know. Well, I'm looking for that. Jesse's cum actually tastes pretty good. Yes, we're going into sex right now. Oh, fuck, it's hot in there. And the only reason I say Jesse's cum tastes good is because I've tasted his cum, and it's actually pretty decent. It's not. You know how. Okay, so. Gay guys, talking. You're not looking at my fingers, dude. I love you, but no. Yes, I love you too, Molly. I'll bet you too. Forgive me. Molly's more Jesse's dog, and Dante's more my dog. But Dante's more loyal to whoever will fucking feed his ass. Well, I'm just a princess. But, so, yeah, I'm going to talk about cum real fast. And Jesse's cum, I've had a lot of sex, and Jesse's had a lot more sex than I have. He slept around with a lot more people than I have. But, and I've tasted my fair share of cum, and there's some cum, oh my god, like, it just, like, you know that smell of bleach? increase it by 50. Or that one alcohol that just makes you gag, that's what some people's cum smells like and tastes like. But his is actually decently, kind of has a fruity flavor. It's kind of weird. It's not, it's actually decent. I wouldn't, like, anytime I give him head, I'm always like, okay, if I'm in the mood for it, we'll do it. But if I'm not, oh, hell no. Like, I'll swallow if I'm in the mood, but I have to be in the mood to swallow. I just don't swallow for no goddamn reason. Toast, my pretties. Toast. But for what, like, okay, my cum, I will never eat. Can't do with that. Gets to me, it smells like bleach. And I've tasted my own. It tastes like bleach. I'm good. I can't do it. But he's like, oh no, yours tastes, I think he said mine kind of tastes like orange peel, or not orange peel, like triple sec, which is an orange liqueur. And I'm just like, oh god, no, babe. Oh no, it's burning. Shh. If the smoke detector goes off, you guys will hear it. Wish I could just like take a picture for you guys, so you guys can see what this looks like. Oh, I don't know what I just did. I think I clicked add flag by accident. So if it added a flag to something, I apologize. But this looks so pretty. It's so golden brown. It's so pretty. Oh, it's so pretty. I wonder what it tastes like. Oh my god, it tastes like a fucking toasted s'more. Hey, I'm allowed to be surprised sometimes. It's a little hard like it does this s'more too. Not nice and soft like I like it. But, oh well, hey, it works. That's all that matters to me is it works. I gotta break this up now. Ugh. I gotta finish off his resume before he gets home. Oh, it's stuck in my throat now. It's stuck in my throat. Just like that one person's cum. Oh, okay, so my ex. Well, let me finish up. My ex roommate, who's still a good friend of mine, even though we talk on the occasion, we actually. Of course, I've said this before. We hooked up a long time ago. 2013. And we stayed together from 2013 to through 2000. And. Because we had. Give me a second, we gotta think here. Moves into our. New place. So we were together for almost 2 years. And then we broke it off. We ended up breaking off when I was committed to the mental institution. Hi, I'm crazy. No, actually, it's because my depression got really, really bad. And just, it wasn't pretty. I wasn't in a good place. I didn't need to bring anyone else into that. So we moved back in with my mom for like a week or so. No, we moved back in with my mom for like 2 weeks. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm done, goodbye. Moved back in with my then ex. And I think from there on was just whatever. We never tried anything else. We tried getting back together once, but it didn't turn out very well. We just decided, we're just better friends. But, we were like, okay, let's try each other's cum. Well, both of our cums tasted the same to us, so we're like, fuck no. Well, this is when we were working for, a golf course, and we had free Gatorade. So, I was like, okay, no, I'm just gonna get some Gatorade. Well, Gatorade and cum is not a good flavor to mix. And every now and then, I smell grape, anything that brings me up to, back to that point, I'm like, ugh, nope. But, yeah, I was like, ugh, no, no. But, Jesse, I really don't mind swallowing his load high. Yes, you're in the four now. Right now, my dog, Dante's mine, Molly's Jesse's, even though, but they're both ours because we both share responsibility for the most. It's not like, oh, that's my dog, that's your dog. No. Dante loves both of us, but I'm his boss.
I'm his main dad. Right. Right, Bubba's. Right, Dante.
You just like, just fucking feed me, asshole, and I'll be happy. And Molly's just a princess in general. Like, she's one of those dogs that she eats on her own time, she'll cuddle with you on her own time, you don't mess with her. She's like a cat, just dog form. Yes, I'm talking about you too, woman. But, no, Dante right now, I'm walking around and he's just kind of laying on the floor, this big black dog just sitting there and just like, okay, what do you want me to do now? You want me to fuck shit up? You want me to not fuck shit up? And Dante's a good dog. Despite him trying to destroy stuff all the damn time. And yes, I'm impatient. But we're approaching the 30-minute mark, and I really need to keep an eye on it. I don't want to overwhip it. This is actually the perfect stage. So I'm actually going to go ahead and... because I'm at the perfect... Excuse me, dog.
Excuse me, Dante. Excuse me, Bubbles.
I'm actually at the perfect stage right now where my ice cream is just now starting to set up, so it's not fully incorporated all the air. And if you want to make good ice cream, and this is going to kind of, this is kind of an amalgamation of all the episodes of a lot of different things, but good ice cream, use a custard base. And great recipe, and it's an old recipe, is four egg yolks and half a cup of sugar. Beat that till you get ribbons. If you have a stand mixer, like a KitchenAid or Cuisinart or something like that, put the whisk attachment on it, and then just the four egg yolks, half a cup of sugar, and beat that. Start and let it incorporate first before you kick it on higher, you have eggs everywhere. But put it on as high, let it incorporate, put it on as high as it go, and then get the ribbon stage. And at the same time, have a cup of milk heating up. And have it on, do it on the stove, don't do it in the microwave. You're going to have to put this back into the... you're going to have to reheat everything because you're tempering the eggs. And slowly integrate the warm milk into the egg sugar mixture. And that will actually give you... that'll actually produce a really nice... mix, a really nice tempered mix. Then you just reheat back up to about 100 and... I always do about 175. That's just to kill any bacteria that's in the eggs and make sure it's safe. Put it in a sealable container, put it in the fridge for like a day. You can do 4 hours minimum, but do like a day, 2 days max. Oh shit, motherfucking whorebags. And it actually turns out to be really fucking good. Then just follow your standard ice cream makers or mixers guidelines, and you got yourself a really good ice cream base. Dante, you're not getting any of this, monster dog. And that's actually what I just always do, is I always just use that base. But you have to be careful, because if you over-mix it, you can really, really fuck it up. So you don't ever want to over-mix it. Oh my fucking Jesus, goddamn fucking Christ. I'm probably sick! Anytime I start cussing, the dogs run from me. So right now, Dante is more interested in what I can give him. I'll be right back, guys. I gotta put this back on the mixer. 1 second. Okay, I'm back. But, sorry about the silence. I was trying to get that back on. But, no, it's actually a really good bass. Really simple to make, really easy. Just time consuming. It's all, but with any ice cream made, your patience is always rewarded. Because then you control the ingredients, you control what goes in there. So if you want to use, I've used coconut milk, I've used lactose-free milk, I've used a lot of different recipes, and they've all turned out well. Coconut milk's a little iffy sometimes. You want full fat, so you want all the fat. If you're going to do lactose-free, make sure it's lactose-free with fat, because you need that fat. If not, it's not going to turn out very well. I've tried using fat-free milk. Didn't go very well. I've used skim milk. Like Jesse, he's lactose intolerant. So he buys the reduced fat. It's got 38% less fat than whole milk. And it takes a little bit longer and it has to do augment a few things here and there, but it still works really, really well with it. And that's the thing, like play around with flavor. Like, I made pumpkin pie one day. Fucking hell, that was good. We still have some pumpkin pie. I made Dutch chocolate a few nights ago. Turned out perfectly. And then today I'm making s'mores. I just gotta check everything. Make sure we're still good and whatnot. Still good. But, yeah. Sorry, Molly. I think we're gonna end this off because I gotta get ready to get this going, put lunch in, eat something myself. The dogs are looking at me like I'm crazy. So from now on, I guess I will do episodes when I can. I'll try and have one out at least every week, every week. You may get two on Saturday, on every other Saturday, or whenever I have time, just depends. I know next week we're not, there won't be an episode, we'll be in Dallas, but, yeah, I hope you guys have a great weekend. I'll let you guys know how the new job's going. If you want to, tweet me at Dalton_Shadow. The dogs are now eating, and I am now going to go check on ice cream. And the segment will remain a gay in a truck just without the truck. But I hope you guys have a great weekend. Bye.